This is the CompuSports Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm John Anderson, the host of Coach's Corner here on the CompuSports Radio Network. My guest this week is going to be Coach John Hendrick, the defensive line coach at Tulane University. The topic for today is going to be zone blitz principles. And we welcome a new sponsor this week as well, Jerry Campbell Football. And Coach Campbell's website is www.jerrycampbellfootball.com. So welcome to Coach Campbell and Coach John Hendrick on Coach's Corner next. And she did her time, now she's lover. No one can find her lover, no one can find her lover, left her behind her.
Easy Cut from CompuSports is a fast and enjoyable way to edit and analyze your game videos. Watch entire games on your computer, then label and index plays with a click of a mouse. Copy scenes to CD, DVD, or a memory stick, and upload to online video sharing sites like YouTube. Search and sort plays by keywords, then pause, restart, rewind, and even watch frame by frame for fast and detailed video analysis. EasyCut is compatible with XP, Vista, and Windows 7. Download the 21-day free trial now or order on CD and discover how easy it is to start analyzing your game videos today.
Love your football? Coach's Corner starts now.
This segment of Coach's Corner is sponsored by CompuSports, publisher of the Easy Cut video editing software program. Easy Cut works for any sport and starts at just $195. Easy Cut, the affordable video editing software available at CompuSports.com. My special guest today is an assistant coach at Tulane University. He's been a number of places around the South. He's definitely no stranger to the Gulf Coast. And I heard him speak at a clinic in Atlanta at the Glazer Clinics down there. I really thought he'd be great for the program. Asked him to come on. He's graciously accepted. Let's welcome Coach John Hendrick to Coach's Corner. Welcome, Coach.
Thank you. Glad to be here, John.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been coaching for 30 years. Well, this will be my 30th season coming up anyway. I've coached in several different places. My longest stints were at Mississippi State from 95 to 2002. I was a defensive line coach, a special teams guy there. And then I was a head coach at Benedict College. And after that, in South Carolina State after that, then South Florida. And now I'm at Tulane. Previous to the Mississippi State, I was at Kansas State and LSU and Texas A&M, to name a couple other places. So I've been around a little bit over the past 30 years.
So you've seen a few things.
Yeah, a little bit. I've broken a couple huddles, people say.
The topic that Coach is going to school me on, because I'm not really all that great at this particular aspect of defense, and since he is a defensive guy, we all know my history with defensive guys, you know, guys sticking gravel in my coffee and turning fire hoses on us and all. So, but you've never done anything like that, have you?
No, I've never gotten that mad at anybody. I'm trying to stop
them. All right, what would you like to talk on today?
The topic that I talk about a lot at clinics is the 3-3-5 defense, and you know, we kind of were the forerunners of that defense starting in 1996 at Mississippi State. We pulled that defense out in October of 1996 versus the University of Alabama, and we started playing it, and we were in a little bit of trouble there at Mississippi State. Our record hadn't been so good, and that defense, I say, saved our program. And actually, in 1999, we were the number one defense in the country using the 3-3-5 concept. And since then, it's kind of flourished and it's kind of grown and it's being played in all different sectors of part in the country. I've seen it in a lot of different colleges games. I see it on Saturdays. I've even seen it in the NFL on Sunday. So it's a defense, I think, that has a lot of moving parts. And it's a defense that I think is a very simple defense to teach at any level. And I think it can help you to be better as a football program defensively if you install it, especially because of the diversity that the defense gives you.
I know a lot of teams will see something on TV and they want to try to install it, but everybody knows that in order to run a defense properly, you have to have the moving parts. What do you look for in some of the player positions in order to put a 3-3-5 on the field effectively?
Well, the thing that makes it really effective, especially in the high school level, is in most defenses, and just like every, it's tough to find defensive linemen. I don't care what level you're at. You know, the good defensive linemen, the guys that are the guys who are silverbacks, the guys who dominate the line of scrimmage. There's some of them, but there's not. They're few and far between. And what the defense allows you to do is take guys who are linebackers and the safety types and still play solid defense with maybe just average defensive line. And it still helps you be effective on defense, and because of the movements concepts, because of the different blitz concepts that the defense holds.
Now, if memory serves, you are a one-gap defensive team.
Yes, I am.
Now, since a 3-3-5 is pretty synonymous with a number of blitzes, whether it be a man coverage or zone coverage, how do you use this particular defense to attack? I mean, do you specify more often from the field, just by formation? How do you go about that?
You can do it any way you want. I do it different ways. Sometimes in a defense, I want to attack you from the field. Sometimes I want to overload you to the weak side. Sometimes I want to overload you to your strong side. There are times when I want to get matchups against you, maybe against the back, and I want to bring pressure from that side that he's on, trying to get a matchup against him where I'll win in the one-on-one battle, especially in the third down area. But you can attack from different angles and different parts. You know, for instance, you know, you got three down linemen. They're covering the center, and they're covering the two tackles. Then you have the three linebackers who are all approximately 5 yards deep, stack behind those guys, and then you have your five guys in the secondary. You know, the whole premise of the defense line is the defense is very similar to that of the 3-4, where who's your fourth rusher, and then where's the fourth rusher's coming, where's the fifth rusher coming from? And that's what makes the 3-4 concept so hard to so many people, because most offenses, especially in the passing game, they want to identify who the four down lineman and the Mike linebacker is. That gives them the five guys that the offensive linemen block. But with the 3-3-5 and those 3-4 concepts, you only have three down linemen. So now they got to try to figure out who that fourth rusher is, who would be that fourth down lineman type guy, and now who the fifth rusher would be. And that is what gives the defense its flexibility, not knowing where the different things are coming from. You know they're coming, but not quite sure what area of the field, whether they're coming from the three linebackers or whether it's coming from one of their two overhang safeties or whether it might be coming from one of the corners or the free safety. You know, the defense brings people from a lot of different places.
So what you're saying is it's a higher degree of the unknown.
Exactly right. And that's what makes it. Now, people tend to think that because of the defense, the way it's configured, that it's easy to run at. But we do some things with coverage and with movement that we think helps us to secure and helps us to be good against the run also in this defense.
We're talking with John Hendrick, the defensive line coach at Tulane University, and we're talking zone blitz package from the 3-3-5. And we'll be right back with more of Coach Hendrick's here on the CompuSports Radio Network. Back after this.
Love your football? Coach's Corner resumes after this break.
For over a quarter century, CompuSports has provided high-quality, easy-to-use coaching software to high school and college football coaches at prices that do an end-around on limited athletic budgets. Our EasyScout line of football scouting and video editing software improves the process of collecting, organizing, and analyzing information about the plays in a game, helping coaches save time while gaining a competitive edge. EasyScout products have always been easy to learn, easy to use, and built to adapt to a football coach's own terminology. The current version of the EasyScout Professional Scouting and Video Editing System delivers the kind of analysis and reporting capabilities that can cost up to five times as much. CompuSports EasyScout software, because game day is only part of your job.
This is the CompuSports Radio Network.
This segment of Coach's Corner is sponsored by CompuSports, distributor of the Playmaker Pro and Coach's Office Playbook software packages, available at CompuSports.com. We're talking with line coach John Hendrick at Tulane University, but you're home in Tampa right now.
Yeah, we had little spring break time, and you know, my wife and my son are still in Tampa, so I came home to hang out with them for a couple of days and relax a little bit before we start spring ball here on Monday and back in New Orleans.
Let's go back and talk about your defense here. When you're installing this defense, I know that some folks go about installing things the wrong way. What do you consider some of the most important things up front when you initially install this defense?
The most important thing, I think, is to get the kids to understand that we're going to install what we call a teaching alignment in the defense. But once you get to know the defense and you learn it, I want you to line up in the best place possible within the parameters of what we teach you for performance. For instance, you know, the lineman, their initial lineman is head up on the offensive lineman, on the tackles and the nose, and then the linebackers are going to line up directly behind those tackles and the nose guard. But the linebacker to the tight end side, we tell him that if you need to get a little bit more width as you get the feel for the defense, put yourself in position more in a inside shade of the tight end, a little bit more that side, then there's no problem with it. And we tell those safeties, who we initially tell to line up 4 yards outside to 7 yards off the tight end or the ghost tight end, that if you end up getting to the place where when you really feel good about playing a defense, that you play 4x4 or 3x3 off of him, that's fine as long as you can still get to your pass drop and still long as you can get to the place where you need to play. And so we kind of have a what we call a teaching alignment, but I allow the kids to get to a place where they play in a performance line.
Is there a particular depth that you favor for the inside linebackers in this defense?
I like them to be at 5 yards. I usually don't like the linebackers very much to get, you know, I will allow them to be at 4.5 down here, but mostly I would really prefer, especially the guy in the middle, him to be at 5 yards. Now, those outside guys, you know, they can go down sometimes at 4.5 and maybe sometimes even play at 4. But that middle guy, I like to make sure he stays at 5.
Now, as an offensive guy, I look at this and I say, okay, the linebackers are 5 yards deep. We've got 5 guys up front who can get a good initial push on their 3. Do you see a lot of maybe inside zone running game at those 3 guys?
Well, that's what they're going to try to run you. They're going to try to run some inside zone stuff at you. They're going to try to run some lead stuff at you because that's where the defense is off. The thing that helps us in the defense is so much of a moving component to defense. Like the defensive linemen, they never play head up all the time. They're always either slanting inside or outside of that offensive lineman. And so you might call a running play and slant into something that we're, and we could slant right into what you're running. And so therefore we get big hits in the backfield. There's also the blitzing component with the guys from the outside off the edge and with the linebackers up inside that we use as a weapon to help us counteract some of the stuff. And then we do a little thing with the coverage, a little thing called robber coverage that we think helps us get a nice guy against the run where you don't really realize that nice guy is standing there ready to make a play against the run, especially over on that strong side.
I remember you coming up and talking at the clinic. You were talking about teaching the dropper, and I'm guessing we're talking about a defensive end or maybe possibly a nose tackle in here. What's the technique that you teach this dropper in some of your pass situations?
Well, especially our zone blitz package, we'll drop a lineman now and again. And what we try to teach that guy is that we want him to drop, always looking at number two, because that's where he's usually going to be a flat dropper. And if there's a number two receiver outside of him, we always try to tell him to get a line to cut off any slant or any short routes by the number two, because usually when we drop him, we're usually blitzing from that side. And quarterbacks like to usually go that way. So we're kind of trying to squeeze him between a rolled up corner and that drop guy that we're dropping on that side, because he's usually not a flat dropper at the corner out there, but a seam dropper. But we're trying to get him to cut off that inside number two receiver if we can with him.
So this is shades of B.J. Raji in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, a little bit different. BJ was dropping from the inside, and he was kind of underneath the guy that was coming inside, running an end cut, and a shallow end cut, and he had to get underneath him. The quarterback not seeing, and that happens sometimes, especially when you drop those inside linemen.
Yeah, I know it's a defensive lineman's dream there to not only get a fumble or pick off a pass, but be able to take it the distance and get that spike at the end.
No question about it. I mean, actually, I was a defensive lineman. I never was blessed enough to catch an interception or return a fumble for a touchdown in my career. So, that's a dream that all of us have. I guess there's always a little DB in all of us big guys.
All right, we're talking with Coach John Hendrick, the defensive line coach at Tulane University. We're going to be talking more 3-3-5 and some zone blitz packages and theories and ideas here in the next segment. You're listening to Coach's Corner on the CompuSports Radio Network.
Love your football? Coach's Corner resumes after this break.
At CompuSportsMedia.com, our job is to make your job easier and make you a more effective coach. Improve your scouting, game planning, and video analysis with Easy Scout XP Plus and the new video scouting edition of Easy Scout Professional. They're powerful, flexible, and affordable, building better game plans for over 25 years. Stretch your dollars with software for scoring and statistics, practice planning, equipment management, and video editing, all from leading publishers and ready for instant download. Improve your defense with ebooks like the highly acclaimed The Master Defense and The 30 Stack Defense, a comprehensive guide to designing and installing a pressure defense. Turbocharge your offense with ebooks from Jerry Campbell, including his latest, Taking the Option Game to the Next Level, and a classic from one of the fathers of option football, Larry Beckish, The Trap Option 40 plus 60 equals option. All the tools you need, priced right, to make this a winning season from CompuSportsMedia.com.
Listening to Coach's Corner with John Anderson on the CompuSports Radio Network.
This segment of Coach's Corner is sponsored by CompuSports, publisher of the Easy Scout Professional, an affordable all-in-one football scouting and editing program. Easy Cut Professional, available at CompuSports.com. We're talking with defensive line coach John Hendrick at Tulane University, and he has a great clinic presentation on the 3-3-5 and some blitz packages out of it. Coach, let's talk coverages for a second.
Okay.
The 3-3-5 lends itself to doing a lot of basic things, and it lends itself to doing a lot of more complex things. What is the base coverage that you teach out of this when you first install?
Cover three.
Mm-hmm.
Base cover three, where you have those overhang safeties that I call dog safety. Those guys are curl flat players. You have your inside linebacks, the two outside guys. They are what we call hook players. And then your middle linebacker who drops into the little hole. Then obviously you have your corners who are third players, and then your free safety who plays the middle third or the post area.
Is there something special that you teach these? I've heard it was called spur backers. I've heard them called dog safeties. Is there something special that you have them do in the flat, or is this just regular common cover three stuff? Or
well, it's regular common cover three, but all our guys, when we drop, I kind of, even from the inside linebackers, I have those guys peek, you know, at what the receivers are doing and back at the quarterback in their drops so they can see little things, so they can match up in their zones with the routes. For instance, if you got four wide, say, and these guys are dropping, I want the guy near to the two receivers, the inside receiver, I want them peeking at that guy as they drop, because if he's going vertical, they know that they need to get some vertical depth. And they're thinking now that we got four verticals coming, so they want to make sure that they're in a position where they can roll and help inside and getting that window back there where it's about 18 yards, where they want to throw that little inside seam to that number two receiver on their side, so they can help with that guy. You know, they understand also, but they got, if they're looking at number two and he's going out, that that number one is probably coming back in. Just little things like that that can help them with their drops a little bit better and help us to match up a little bit better with the receivers in our zones.
I know probably the most commonly used pass pattern in college football today is probably that curl flat combination.
Right.
In where I'm sure your dog safety has the option, depending upon your coverage, or he's going to come up underneath of that flat when he's threatened. And, of course, they're going to try to throw the curl behind him. That number two, let's see, he would be the number three defender, I guess, in this case, the linebacker inside, the outside linebacker. Do you teach him when he sees that route to come up underneath of that curl route?
Well, what I teach the defense is the basic part of defense is that safety, that overhang guy, that dog safety, that spur, he's going to hold that curl off until he's going to sit in that curl and we're going to try to make you throw the flat, and we're going to rally up and tackle the flat route. You know, if I want to take the flat route away from you, I'll call a different coverage. You know, if I want to get both the curl and the flat, I will call a different coverage. For instance, I'll call something like maybe a robber coverage or some kind of rolled coverage where we roll that corner up to take the flat away, and we stick that safety into the curl right now, and we take both of them away from you right now. If I know that's something that you're steady dying us, I'll call a coverage to take that flat away. But in basic cover three, that overhang, he's going to hold off that curl, and we're going to go up and we're going to rally and tackle that flat route. We'll let him throw the flat route, we'll go tackle it.
Willing to concede that couple of yards just in order to keep the offense in a longer yard situation to keep them off schedule.
Yeah, we don't want you throwing that curl, that 12 yard route or that 15 yard route, however deep it is. Usually it's a 12 yard route now, and we'll rally up and tackle. So we're going to sit in that curl, make you throw that, and then we're going to rally up while that ball's in the air, and then hopefully tackle the guy for minimal gain.
See, you believe in using multiple coverages in order to continue to confuse the offense, confuse the receivers, and make them kind of question what they're seeing.
Yeah, well, you're going to get a bevy of things from me out of this defense on first down. You know, my first down calls, for instance, we've probably got about three different coverages, maybe four different coverages we'll call on first down. You know, you'll get cover three out of us, you can get some cover two, you can get robber coverage out of us, and you can get man coverage out of us on first down to help us play a little bit. I like man coverage on first down because I believe once, if you're running the ball, once our guys see you blocking, it brings all of us to the fight. You know what I mean? We all, everybody, you're going to block and run. Our guys are going to attack the blockers, and you're going to, you know, everybody will come to the fight. And so I'll call that now and again as a mixer, some cover one, little man-free coverage on first down to get all our guys involved in the run because everybody now is looking at you.
We're talking with Coach John Hendrick, defensive line coach at Tulane University. We've still got the zone blitz package coming up here. You're listening to Coach's Corner on the CompuSports Radio Network.
Promotional consideration is paid for by the following.
Coaches helping coaches. That is the message behind Jerry Campbell Football. Jerry Campbell Football provides the best quality products that can increase the range of information and understanding of football coaches, players, and fans. You can find great value on the website located at www.jerrycampbellfootball.com. Jerry Campbell Football has books and DVDs available. Whether it be offense, defense, resume preparation, the kicking game, or PowerPoint training, Jerry Campbell Football has what you need to build your knowledge base. Whether by using a traditional approach to cutting-edge technology, you can enhance your knowledge in nearly any area. You can also join in with coaches from all over the country at the Interactive Message Forum at www.jerrycampbellfootball.com. That's www.jerrycampbellfootball.com.
This segment of Coach's Corner is sponsored by
Jerry Campbell Football. Coaches helping coaches. at www.jerrycampbellfootball.com.
We're talking with Coach John Hendrick of Tulane University. And, Coach, you've got another company in which you talk a little bit of motivation speaking. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about that before we get into some of these zone blitz ideas.
Well, we started a company here a couple years ago called Champ Builder. And with Champ Builder's arm, there's our own private little company that we use to set up opportunities to motivational speak at different places, and we've done that around the country. We've spoken for church groups and for companies and in high schools and other places. And then we also have another segment of the company that we consult. We go to some small colleges, and also we've been a part of different high schools just consulting on installing defense, whether it be a 3-3-5, whether it be the 4-2 concepts, where we go in and we spend a few days and we bring tape. And we sit down and we talk to the coaches and help them to hopefully make their defenses a little bit better. And so that's the two different arms of Champ Builder that we use.
So when you're speaking motivationally, where are some of the places that you go?
We've spoken for different church groups. We've spoken for Best Foods. We've spoken at different high schools. We've spoken at for different – we've spoken for a conclave for for the Shriners on the East Coast, their East Coast Conclave. We've spoken for, as I said earlier, for Masters Foods in Columbia, South Carolina, and several other different companies, just talking and just trying to motivate their workers, talking about a winning work environment and things of that nature.
Sounds like an interesting concept.
Yeah, what we try to do is we use the concepts of teamwork and things that we've learned in football, and what we've done is we've packaged them and we apply them into things that can help just your average salesman, or that can help your average a floor worker in your company to for motivation and to be better and to also fit more dynamically within the company that they're working for.
Interesting. Do you have a basically a territory that you pretty much stay in, or are you willing to go anywhere?
Oh, I'll go anywhere. I've spoken in, I've been all the way out in Texas and in Missouri and different places in South Carolina, up in Northeast, in New Jersey I've spoken, down here in Florida, obviously, over in Louisiana and Mississippi. So I've been different places. Traveling different places doing speaking, along with the clinical things I do with football. This is a separate arm that I use to you know, just to get the word out, and also to maybe give some back some of the things that I've learned over years that I think can be a blessing and help other people do better at what they're trying to do.
If you're interested in getting Coach Hendrick to come out as a motivational speaker, his website is at champbuilder.com. That's champbuilder.com. Or, you know, if you have problems catching up with Coach Hendrick, just get a hold of me through the website, the email john@copysportsradio.com, and I will pass that along to him. Let's go ahead and change gears now. Let's go ahead and start talking a little bit of zone blitz concepts here. You have a number of different schemes that you spoke of at the Atlanta Clinic. Which one would you like to touch base on here?
More than anything, the initial zone blitz concept for the 3-3-5 came out of our overload scheme, where we walk one of those linebackers up on the line of scrimmage, and we bring one of those dog safeties or one of those spurs or whatever you want to call them up from the outside, and we overload that side. And we bring pressure, different pressures with those guys, and we drop different people out. We can bring that safety and still drop out that linebacker, or we can bring both that linebacker, that safety, and drop out that guy, that defensive lineman on that side. Or we can bring that linebacker from that side, bring that safety and also the middle linebacker, and drop out a defensive lineman from the opposite side and still work. So we do a few different things with it to put us in a position where we can come from diverse angles and hopefully bring some confusion to the offense of who we're bringing, and maybe get somebody free and help us to free a guy up and get a guy into quarterback space in a hurry.
I was watching your clinic tape in Atlanta, and the first thing that hit me, it looks like a swarm of hornets coming after you.
Yeah, well, I kind of have, like, if I'm coaching a defense, to have a bunch of speed and a bunch of guys running around and coming from different angles to create confusion. You know, the biggest thing I preach to guys, a lot of people, you hear them talk about getting the quarterback confused. Well, what I like to try to do is get your offensive linemen confused. Because I think if I can get your offensive linemen confused, your quarterback's going to get hit, and he's going to be confused just because of the confusion with his blockers. So we're going to disrupt him, because we're going to try to stop those guys from blocking the right people and hopefully get a guy free in the quarterback space and then lending and adding confusion to what you're trying to do.
This is an offensive guy. That tells me you're trying to get my quarterback to drop his eyes.
That's right. I want his eyes from down. I want him watching the rush and not downfield.
See, I don't want him watching the rush. I want him watching downfield. That's not fair.
Yeah, I know. I want him to take a peek at the rush.
We're talking with Coach John Hendrick, defensive line coach at Tulane University, and we'll be talking a little bit more zone blitz in the next segment. You're listening to Coach's Corner on the Copy Sports Radio Network.
Interested in becoming a sponsor on Coach's Corner on the Copy Sports Radio Network, and you'd like to place your commercial right here on this program, just email me, John, J-O-H-N, at CompuSportsRadio.com. That's John, J-O-H-N, at CompuSportsRadio.com. All right, so let's go ahead and listen to Sound Doctrine from Youngstown, Ohio, for, about another 20-some seconds or so.
Coach's Corner with John Anderson on the CompuSports Radio Network.
My special guest today, John Hendrick, defensive line coach at Tulane University, and we've been talking 3-3-5, we've been talking zone blitz, and we've been talking his other company, Champ Builder, at champbuilder.com. Coach, what do you want to cover here in this next segment concerning your zone blitz package?
Well, we can cover some basic things. We can talk about how we adjust the motions. If you motion during the blitz, what do we do to adjust to it? And whether we check out of the blitz or do we stay in the blitz, what do we do to cover that stuff?
Let's start with motions then. I know as an offensive guy, I want to create different motions, number one, to kind of take a peek and see what you're doing. You're always trying to take a peek and see what I'm doing. I figure, you know, turnabout's fair play. I may line up in an eye formation, may have a tight end in there in a common formation, may flip things around. I may take the half back and motion him out wide to the split end, and I may take send him in motion across just to try to get an idea what you guys are doing. How would you adapt to something like that?
Well, the great thing I like about the 3-3-5 is this. Is I call it minimal adjustment to motion. You know, when you watch television, you see a lot of people play 4-3. If you take the tight end and you walk him one to the other, you see five or six people. We don't do that in the 3-3-5. What we try to do is we play side. We have right side people, left side people. And so if you move a guy and you change the strength of your formation, we usually move one guy, our free safety. He usually changes the strength of the formation. So, in other words, if you take your tight end up from one side, from the left, and you walk into a right, the only thing that happens is our free safety moves over from one guard area to the other guard area to change the strength of our defensive lineman. And, for instance, if you run a receiver all the way across, now, we could do one of two things. Because if we're in cover three, there's very little change. If we're in another coverage, then we may roll. For instance, if we're in cover two, we may roll. You may roll us to cover three by running a guy across in motion, or vice versa, depending on what the game plan is. But we don't have a whole bunch of movement in terms of when you change people, because we basically play sides and our kids play right and left. And so they don't have to. We don't have to change our front or our second level completely around to fit what you're trying to do to us.
So I mean, I may move people around, and you just may move a guy a couple feet out, as opposed to making wholesale changes on the defensive front.
Exactly right. Now we're in our zone blitz package. For instance, if you started out in just regular one back set, and we were zone blitzing from the strong side, and you took your tight end and you picked him up and walked him over to the other side, the basic thing that we're going to do is we're just going to move the safety that way, and we're probably going to keep our blitz on from the side that you walk away from, and we're just going to check it to the other blitz, or check it to just from being a bad blitz to a mad blitz. And so we're just going to walk our safety over to that side to bring our coverage piece back over that way, and then we're going to work you from there. Now, if you line up in a thing that we feel takes us completely out of our and puts us in a coverage disadvantage, and we've seen that on tape, then we'll probably check to something that's maybe just a regular inside blitz. We'll check to maybe just a linebacker blitz and check out of that. But we're still going to run something with pressure. We're just going to change how we bring the pressure.
All right, now, do you believe that your zone blitz package is a good answer to some running games that you see?
Well, yeah, on first down. On first down, I'll zone blitz you on first down. So I think, our overload package, I think it's great for the strong side running game. I think if you're going to run to the strong side and we're going to bring our zone blitz package, we're going to run our spy and our drop package to that from that side, I think it's great against the run on that side, because the first thing our kids do who are droppers, they're going to always play the run first. So before they drop, they're always going to take a big step, a little step, and then they're going to take a step and then before they go get into their drop to make sure it's not run. And so it kind of keeps us. Everybody else will continue to run the blitz, but the guy who is dropping will make sure that he stays inserted against the run.
Do you find that draws and screens give you a problem, or do you feel that your defense is solid against those particular aspects?
Well, I think draws and screens, I think most of the time you get draws and screens on long yardage down. And on long yardage downs, I want to rush the passer. So I just tell our kids, we rally the draws and screens. You know, if you try to play draws and try to play screens and play the pass too, then you're not going to play the pass very well. So what we're going to do is do our initial thing, and we're going to react to what you do. Now, I think the thing that helps us with draws and screens is that the movement concepts that we use to twist and people moving and changing gaps helps alert us, and it confuses your blocking, and it kind of helps us at times on draws and screens, yeah, because we do twist a bunch, and we do have our guys twisting it in different places to help us to counteract some of that stuff.
I remember when you were talking about some of the aspects in your stunts and blitzes at the clinic, you were talking about planting your foot, redirecting, and rallying to the ball in a hurry. And I seem to remember even when you were talking about loopers, guys who were coming around, big step, little step, redirect, cut, and go.
Right, exactly right. Those things help us because I guess when you're looping, you get an opportunity to see the field a little bit more. You see things happening, and you see things materializing. So those guys sometimes really get right in the middle of the screens and right in the middle of the draws and help us to stop things. You saw some of the things on the tape when we hit screens and draws in the middle of the head, just because the guys were reacting to what they saw in front of them.
And they did a pretty good job of rallying, too, from what we saw on the tape.
Yeah, they have attention. You know, and more than anything, in coaching defense, John, I tell people this, the biggest thing, as much as calling a defense, teaching your kids how to play defense is the most important thing. You know, teaching them, learning how to hustle and how to give second effort and running and rallying to the football, I think those things are even more important than the defense, as you called, getting the kids to understand how to play in the defense as much as playing the defense has great importance.
I know you've got more types of blitzes and different types of charges out of this thing than we have time to cover. So, and we are pretty close to coming out of time, but I do have one more question for you. You had said at the clinic, in the attitude the player should have in blitzing the A and B gap, to set your course for the deepest gap. Can you explain that?
Well, and that's a rule that I use for anybody who comes free in the A or B gap. The outside rushers are responsible for the quarterback. So if you come free inside, you need to set a course for the deepest back, because if the quarterback still has his ball, the ball in his hand, and you're chasing the quarterback, and he hands that ball off, you're going to completely miss the back and miss the play. But if you set your course for the back, you'll make that tackle every time. And if it is a ball fake and the quarterback keeps the ball, you know where he's going to be. He's going to be 7 to 9 yards somewhere in the guard center gap back there. So you can always readjust to him, but it's hard to readjust to those fast backs running downhill. So we're always going to set our course when we come clean inside for the back so we can make that play.
This has been a great overview of your defense, and I appreciate you coming on to the show and sharing this with us here on Coach's Corner. And I'm going to extend the invitation to you to come back down the road.
Be glad to come back. Enjoy hanging out with you.
Thank you again to Coach John Hendrick, the defensive line coach at Tulane University. And for the rest of you, some final thoughts right after this.
Once more, I'd like to thank Coach John Hendrick of Tulane University for coming on the program this week and talking about zone blitz techniques and zone blitz schemes. On our next Coach's Corner, we're going to be talking with the head coach of the University of the Cumberlands from Williamsburg, Kentucky. We're going to be talking with Coach John Bland from up there in Williamsburg, and we're going to be having a discussion about the flex bone and running the option from the spread. We're going to be talking about how they do it up there in Williamsburg. Coach's Corner is an Abundant Harvest production on the CompuSports Radio Network. I'm John Anderson, and we'll talk to you next time.